You know, this hymn, "Repeat the Story," or, seems to express the entire range of the Christian's experiences. It goes really straight to our heart. The story of God's mercy and love for His human creatures never grows old to those who are in tune with the loving Heavenly Father, with our loving Heavenly Father. We love to think of His providential care over His church now and His provisions for her and for all mankind in the future, as shown in our Lord's exceeding great and precious promises, 2 Peter 1:4. God's blessings call for grateful songs, and we rejoice in repeating and hearing repeated the story of His loving kindness. Now, verse 1 of this hymn says, "The half was never told of grace divine, so wonderful." Does anyone doubt this? God's grace is manifested in His mercy, in His provision of the Lord Jesus to be our Redeemer, and in the forgiveness of sins accomplished through our Redeemer's sacrifice. The true Christian is learning more and more of the lengths and the breadths and the heights and the depths of God's grace, love, and mercy as the days go by. Verse 2 says, "Of peace we only knew the name." That was at first. The reality has come later as we have grown. As God's people come to more fully appreciate the story of His love and the assurance that the Father Himself loveth you and that all things work together for good, in that proportion we grow in grace and in knowledge and in the peace of God. It is a peace based on absolute confidence in our Heavenly Father, Philippians 4:7. Let's sing verse 2. No real joy in life we know, but in His service sweet, says verse 3. As the new joy of the Lord, the fellowship of the Spirit and of the brethren comes into our hearts, all other joys go by the wayside. If any of God's consecrated people lose this special joy, they would be sad indeed. But it can be maintained by maintaining our relationship to the Lord and our fellowship with Him, even in the sufferings of the present time, because the glory will then follow. Let's sing verse 3. Oh, Eventually, we come to realize that the half was never told respecting God's love, as verse 4 tells us. God has provided salvation for all mankind. His love, first manifested in our Lord Jesus, has simply waited for the due time to act. Throughout the entire millennium and the ages to come, God's love will be manifested to all of his creatures, including the entire world of mankind. By the end of the millennium, the divine plan of salvation will have completed itself. This story will have truly been told. And at that time, divine wisdom, justice, love, and power will have triumphed over sin and death. Let's sing the last verse. In our Lord's Sermon on the Mount, he saw that some of his followers, perhaps many of his followers, took too much concern in the things of the present life, the temporal things. He saw them taking anxious thought for today or for tomorrow. And so he gave them the lesson of the lilies of the field. And he asked them, you know, how do you consider these lilies of the field? They don't toil, they don't spin. Consider how they grow. And he concludes his lesson by reminding us, as we had read in one of the discourses this afternoon, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things, other things, will be added unto us. But then he says something about tomorrow. He says, therefore, take no thought, or take no anxious thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. You know, none of us know what tomorrow holds in our life, except that we do know who is in charge of tomorrow, and that is our loving Heavenly Father. We're going to have Brother Rick Sconyer sing for us a song titled, I Know Who Holds Tomorrow.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, 'cause the skies might turn to gray. I don't worry about the future, 'cause I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, 'cause he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow. I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, for the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. In the past, be my portion, maybe through the flame or flood, but His presence goes before me, and I'm covered with His blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
Thank you, Brother Rick. Yes, we do know who holds tomorrow, and it is the same one who holds our hand, our loving and merciful Heavenly Father. I'm going to ask two young sisters to come forward, Sister Sarah Whitaker and Sister Leah Ruggiero. You know, Sister Sarah is a new addition to our class here. She moved down here a month or two ago from the Midwest, and we're very happy to have her fellowship with us, and also happy to have her musical talent, and we're happy to have Sister Leah down here from Chicago. She's not living here yet, but she's visiting. They're going to play. Now, Sister Sarah had to work all day, so she's just gotten off work. I don't even think she got to eat supper tonight, so I'm not sure just what they're going to play for us, but I know it's going to be good. And Sister Sarah plays the cello, and Sister Leah plays the flute, I believe. So we're going to have them play one or two hymns. I'm not sure. We'll leave it in their hands.
Thank you.
Jehovah our God. The psalmist says, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works, Psalm 145, verse 9. This sweeping statement takes in the utmost bounds of the material universe and also the humblest, as well as the most exalted sentient being. The whole creation is in his care. Jehovah our God is the great emperor of the whole universe, and his wisdom, power, goodness, and benevolence are abundantly equal to all the responsibilities of so exalted an office. The human mind staggers in its efforts to comprehend the mental resources of a being who is able to assume and to bear such responsibility. Think for a moment of the memory that never fails. That's, wish I could come close to that. Of the judgment that never errs. Of the wisdom that plans for eternity without the possibility of failure. And that times that plan with unerring precision for the ages to come. Of the power and skill which can harness even every opposing element, animate or inanimate, and make them all work together for the accomplishment of his grand designs. Of the tireless vigilance that never sleeps, whose ear is ever open, and who is ever cognizant of all the necessities and active in all the interests of his broad domain. Truly, our God is a great God, and he is a faithful God. We're going to have another instrumental. Now, if you've ever combined a hymn with a cello and a jazz guitar, I'm not sure what you get, but we're about to find out. So, Brother Michael Coletti, he's not going to really play jazz on the guitar, but I don't want to. Although he could, he and Sister Sarah have worked up a couple of songs. They're going to play for us "Great Is Thy Faithfulness" and "Blessed Assurance." Thank you.
Recklessly poured out a valuable essence, disregarding the score. And once it was broken and spilled out, a fragrance filled all the room. Like a prisoner released from his shackles, like a spirit set free from the tomb, broken and spilled out, just for love of you, Jesus. My most precious treasure, lavished on me, broken and spilled out, and poured at your feet. In sweet abandon, let me be spilled out and used up for thee. Lord, you are God's precious treasure, filled with his love for his perfect son, sent here to show you the love of the Father. Yes, just for love it was done. Though you are perfect and holy, you gave up your son willingly. You spared no expense for my ransom. You are used up and wasted for me, broken and spilled out, just for love of me, Jesus. God's most precious treasure, lavished on me, broken and spilled out, and poured at my feet. In sweet abandon, Lord, you were spilled out and used up for me. In sweet abandon, Lord, you were spilled out and used up for me.